We have an attorney on a phone line right now. Family attorney Vincent Stark has been dealing with this every day. Vince, you're on WGN. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Am I right? I mean, is this kind of what your practice is focused on right now?
Yes, you know, we are getting a lot of telephone calls from not only clients but prospective clients about parenting time issues between the two parents, as well as support issues, payment of support and receiving support.
Well, let's do the second one first. If I've suddenly lost all of my or much of my income, how flexible is the system on that? Do I still have to honor the previous judge's order?
Well, what you have to do, and what I've been telling clients, is, you know, courts are open. They're open for business, either remotely and in some circumstances in person. I was in DuPage County yesterday in court in person on an emergency, so courts are handling these matters. But in terms of support, what we're telling clients is, because you have a support order, if you have a change in your income or loss of income, you have to file something in court in order to reduce that support.
Really? So,
yes.
And when you went to court in DeKalb County, was that socially distanced? Were you all far from each other? Or what's that like?
Well, it was in DuPage County, but no, there was we didn't wear masks. We did have social distancing. The court in the courtroom just made sure the attorneys were, you know, 6 to 10 feet apart. But we held a hearing that took place for about an hour and a half.
Can people do this over their computer screens, though? Teleconferencing, video chatting?
Absolutely. I just had a Zoom conference with the judge yesterday. So, you know, like I said, courts are up and running. They're doing Zoom. They're doing Skype. But judges are available. That is definitely happening.
Huh. So you're not going to get out of it just because you've lost your income or a lot of your income. If you want to pay less or if you're receiving less, then you need to petition the court to change that. And are the courts being pretty quick and reasonable about this? What happens then?
Yeah, courts are quick. Actually, in Cook County, there's general orders by Judge Dickler, and she's done a great job. And general orders mandate that if you file something, there is a briefing schedule, and then the judge has to let you know how he or she wants to handle that.
Suppose I have custody of the kids Monday through Friday. You've got them on weekends. Is that a typical scenario, something like that?
Yeah, you know, parenting time varies. It could be one parent has every other weekend. There's a lot of divided parenting time where each parent gets 50-50. So it really matters on the situation.
Well, what if one of the parents doesn't like the idea of transferring the kids back and forth? Maybe doesn't think that the other parent is being conscientious enough and thinks, you know what, let's just keep the kids here. And then the other guy or gal says, no, I want my turn with the kids too. What's happening in a case like that?
Well, what we're telling clients is, you know, try to communicate with the other parent. If there's a problem, like you can use Zoom, you can use Skype, you can use FaceTime. But if there continues to be a problem and there's some resistance for parenting time, police are getting called. Police are doing a nice job. They're enforcing court orders. Again, in Cook County, there's a general court order, general order by Judge Dickler, that states parenting time must continue pursuant to a court order. So parenting time is a right for both parents. So there cannot be interference. But again, law enforcement is directing parents that you have to abide by the court order, but abide by the stay-at-home. So if a parent is picking up a child or children, they pick up the child from point A and they go to point B.
Okay, that's just that's tough, I think, for everybody involved, both parents, the kids, and the cops, because I'll just bet you that scene I've described has happened where you don't want the kids going back and forth, but the other one is saying, no, I want my time with the kids. And maybe they think that they're not being strict enough about how the kids are being managed. And so the one parent says, just leave them here. But if you've got a court order, then the police will enforce that if it comes to that.
Absolutely. And like I said, the police sometimes get involved. And if not, courts are open. You file a motion, get your parenting time. Also, what I'm telling some clients is, if there's a big problem, just log your missed parenting time and you can revisit that. You can file a motion and get that time back.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I can tell. Yes. I don't know that much about this, but that's not that uncommon then, huh?
No, it's not. It's very, very common, getting calls left and right from clients. These are really the two big issues, which are parenting time because of the coronavirus,
right,
as well as support. Yeah.
Interesting. We're visiting with family attorney Vincent Stark. Eddie had a question for you. You're on WGN. Eddie, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I have a friend, and her her ex was working, and they're taking child support out of it, you know, per week out of his check. So he hasn't been working for, I think it's like almost 2 months now, and he's getting his unemployment, the stimulus check, and she hasn't seen a check from him for almost 2 months now. And is that something she has to do a court order and go back to court and get that from him? Because it's just keep going on and on and on, and he's not giving her anything. She has two kids with an autistic son. And so how would she go about doing that?
Well, she would, if there's a court order in place, which it sounds like there is, and she's not receiving support, yes. I mean, unfortunately, the way the law works, she would have to go into court, file a petition, and then get that money back from him. And again, she, you know, she's bound to go into court. There's really no other way to get that support from the other spouse.
Is it arranged a lot of times where the money is automatically cut, you know, taken from the check, but if the money's, maybe there's not sufficient funds there, or maybe it's going to wipe the guy out, right? That doesn't seem to be fair to him.
Yeah, in most cases, support comes out of the check. It goes through what's called the state disbursement unit in Illinois. So you have kind of two issues. Is the recipient would have to go into court and get that money, or the person paying the support, like I said earlier, has to go in and file a petition to reduce it.
Right, because maybe they can't even afford it. Eddie, does that help you at all?
Yes, it did. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck to you and your friend. Okay, this is really interesting. Vincent Stark, I appreciate your time today. If people want to reach out to you, how do they do that, Vince?
They can go to davisfriedman.com. That's my firm. And with any questions, they can email. All the attorneys have their email addresses. Feel free to contact us, and we'll certainly try to help out.
Really helpful, Vince. I appreciate your time today. We'll talk again, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day and be safe.